But up in Sydney, we wanted to kick off the show with a very special guest who's got a very busy morning and an exciting morning in the household. Kieran McAvoy, we know, superstar jockey. But this morning, he's not the main person in the McAvoy household. His wife, Kathy, and their three boys will be heading to Randwick today. And they are in action in a pony race, which I'm loving these pony races before the race. So we've got Charlie, Jake, and also Reese McAvoy will be riding at Warwick Farm. Did I say Randwick? At Warwick Farm today with the old man watching on as well. And Kieran McAvoy joins us. Kieran, good morning to you. How is the excitement in the McAvoy household this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Michael. Good morning, guys. Yeah, we're here at Warwick Farm, and Kathy's studying the tails and manes, and horses are brushed up and ready to go. So, yeah, everyone's been pretty excited. It's had an early to bed last night and good night's sleep, the three boys. And, yeah, looking forward to them having some fun out on the track. It's you know, fantastic for these young kids to be able to have a spin around and enjoy what us jockeys do every other day of the week.
We like having Christmas twice in a month, Kieran, for the kids. Would have been hard to get them to bed early. And did they get up earlier this morning as a result?
Nah, normal time, wake up time, Dan. But it's fantastic. You know, the boys have been riding for a little while now and got a pony of themselves. And it's wonderful, you know, for Pony Club Australia and for Lindy Maurice. You know, she deserves a mention for all the work she's done behind the scenes, not only with her programs, but just the initiative shown to get this up and going. And, you know, Australian Turf Club have joined in and I've been able to put this on for the kids today. You know, I think there's 10 or 11 kids having a go today, and there was 15 at the trial there on Monday to see if they could get a spot. So it's... you know, it's a great way to, you know, generate some publicity and some interest, and you know, to give these kids a fun day out on the track, and you know, fantastic way to promote our sport to the younger generation.
And Mum will be looking on as well, of course, Kathy. And I think Kathy was giving the kids their lessons at Centennial Park for a while there. Karen, three runners in the race. How do we rort this? You've got obvious team riding is going to be well suggested to the kids and well drilled into the kids. Failure will not be accepted. How do we make a quid out of this little opportunity today?
Yeah, well, I think the
which one's the bunny? Which one's the bunny?
Yeah, Remy's the fastest. That's Jake's pony. And the two other McAvoy boys, I've got solid ride, but unfortunately they've got probably two of the oldest ponies in the field, so they'll be at the back and they'll be with the cap catchers, Charlie and Reese. But I think Remy's got speed, but he can do a little bit wrong. He shied at the winning post the other day on Monday, and Jake done a good job to stay a leg either side. So hopefully he does everything right today. And yeah, but it's interesting that we've got a few of the jockeys to come out and chat to the boys. I had a group chat going yesterday with the boys, and Timmy Clark said, "Well, there'll be one tactic that I'll be giving, and that is just straight to the front." So he's got the instructions sorted for his rider.
Tell us a little bit about the boys. What are Jake, also Reese and Charlie's ages, and what's been the competition, and I suppose all the banter like within the household this week leading up to the race?
Oh, it's been plenty of chat, no doubt. Yeah, Charlie's 12, Jake's 11, and Reese is he's coming up 9. So, yeah, they've been riding for a while. Kathy's sourced out some great ponies for them, and she puts a lot of time and effort into, getting them lessons and do a bit of show jumping, a bit of dressage here and there, and just a great way for them to spend a bit of time and get out of the house in the fresh air and take part in a way that we grew up. It's something that obviously Kathy was growing up doing around horses, and I was the same. I was always around horses when I was a kid, and it is a great way to grow up. So we've been able to provide that to our kids. It's fantastic.
Where do you think this could be heading, Kieran? Like, you've got obviously with Kathy these three boys who obviously love it as much as mum and dad. I'm not sure if physically if they're going to be too big to be jockeys or whether they are going to be the next generation. And just this concept itself as well, like how far can we go with it? Obviously, when you grew up in, I think, Sejuna and Kathy and Ballarat, it was a very horsey community and pony clubs, but your kids live in downtown Sydney. So how popular this can this be, given most kids these days tend to be urban rather than country, and it's probably not as many kids who are naturally brought up with horses.
Yeah, I mean, there's still lots of pony clubs getting around, though, you know. And the concept itself, I think the interest it'll generate on the social media pages, and, you know, when the kids get back to school later on in the month, you know, they'll be all chatting about it. And so, you know, from my point of view, I'd like to see this, you know, why not have a race every 3 months, or, you know, get a pony race on a big day, and every other state can join in. I see, you know, Queensland had one a few weeks ago. It's just a great initiative, and it, as I said earlier, it promotes our sport to the younger generation, and, you know, if we can garner and attract some young kids into our industry, whether they're track riders, farriers, vets, jockeys, or trainers, it's only going to help. So I think it's a great step in the right direction, and, you know, Pony Club Australia are right behind it, which is fantastic. So, yeah, I'd love to see it happen a bit more in the future. So, you know, make a little series of it with a nice prize at the end or something. It'll be fantastic for the kids, and I'm sure it'll generate a lot of interest. And, you know, as for our kids, yeah, we'll see how they go. You know, they do love their riding, and, you know, won't push them into being jockeys, but if that's the way they want to head, then we'll give them our full support. So they look as though they'll be light enough, but you never know. We'll wait and see.
Does mum get nervous, or does that painkiller instinct come out?
No, I probably get a little bit nervous. You know, the kids are obviously pretty excited, but yeah, you just want them to go out there and have fun. And it's nice day here, and all the kids are lining up, getting their colours presented to them right now, and got number cloths given, and the barrier draw is about to happen. So great to see a few of these big studs and ownership group get behind us. You know, Inglis colours are there. They've got Frank Cook's colours, Arrowfield, China Horse Club, or Newgate, I should say, and a few other, many others. So it's great to see everyone take part.
In the sporting ranks, you know, particularly the football codes, Karen, you get your Little League and you get your Auskick, and this is very much what that would be for horse racing. I think it's fantastic. And how popular it's been in just one edition is quite amazing. I hope it grows. I think it's fantastic.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's fantastic that it's been able to get up off the ground. And I'm sure with, you know, social media nowadays, it can you know, get some traction. And I'm sure it'll be all over the screens like the Brisbane one was. So it's great to see. And, you know, there'll be other pony club kids out there wanting to take part and seeing the other kids and have some fun and have a day out. It's going to generate a lot of interest. So, yeah, it's fantastic.
Well, they bred in the purple, and they've obviously got their gift, because I saw Kathy put some wonderful social media pictures up of the boys in full flight at Pony Club, jumping some decent-sized fences as well. So it'll be exciting to see how they perform today. That's the main event. Is there anything left over for you today? Can you steer us into a winner yourself?
I was going to say, Karen, when the kids say, kids, you can grow up and be a famous jockey like me, and then one of them will look at the form guide today and say, well, Dad, how come you've only got three rides?
That's right. Yeah, it's sort of in the back, taking a back seat, my ride today, unfortunately. But no, I'll be there later on. I've got, I think I'll kick off in race two with Stormy Legend. He's actually a nice big horse. He'll enjoy the 1400 today. He was not too bad first up. I haven't been on him this preparation yet, but he can improve off that first up run. And another horse later on in the day, Head Legislator, he can run well at his home track. And fun fact, you know, in what looks an even race there over the staying trip, you know, he's coming off a good effort up in Brisbane. So probably fun fact to be a good each way chance for me today.
Karen, a bit of a saver for you that you've only got three rides, because you could have ridden the card today and you'll still be playing second fiddle at home.
Exactly right. I better try and get a winner.
Hey, K-Mac, What's it like riding in the era of J-Mac? We've seen him. I think there seems to the outside observer to have been a transition from the dominance of you and Hugh to this incredible situation with J-Mac at the moment. Is it a tough era at the moment with all the success and hype associated with one jockey up there?
Oh yeah, I wouldn't say it's any tougher. It's always been tough, but J-Mac is a freak talent. He's taken all before him, and he's improved a hell of a lot over the last sort of 2 or 3 years since he's been back in the saddle, and deserves all the success that he's got. He's a fantastic young man, and as I said, he's taken all before him, and freak of a talent in the saddle. He's a complete horseman, we've got young Reece taking off his Melbourne Cup celebrations, and the boys were talking about it earlier. They said, "Oh, if I win today, I might do a J-Mac celebration." So, he's the talk of the town amongst all the young boys as well. So, it's a jockey's room up here that's stocked full of talent. You got Chad Schofield back in town now, and Willie Pollock entering the room next month. So, you can throw the colours to anyone and get the job done. And obviously, J-Mac's right at the forefront of that group of jockeys. So, I wouldn't say it's any harder than the last previous years. But the game continues to evolve, and you've got to stay on your toes. That's all you can do, Matt.
You better remind the boys that J-Mac's only won one Melbourne Cup. You've won three.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's the horse or couple of horses that you're most excited about in the autumn?
I'm looking forward to the filly Russian Conquest. She put up a great performance up there in the Gold Coast and the Magic Millions. She only went down by a short margin, and she's only lightly raced with two runs under her belt. So, she's going to come back in to the stable shortly and be on a slipper campaign. And, she's one to keep an eye on for sure. And there's another filly that I'm riding on the weekend called Drisana, another Snowden-trained filly that she showed nice promise with the placing behind Coolangatta in her only start on the track. And she's trialled up nicely since. Rode her on Tuesday morning. She put up a nice bit of work against one of their colts. So look for her on Saturday to run well, Drisana.
Kieran, good luck today. I do note that all of the Pony Club riders have a jockey chaperone today. Now,
yep.
Reece has got Nash Rewilla, Charlie's got Sam Clipperton, and Jake's got Chad Schofield, and you've got Kira Ivarsson. Was that done on purpose so there wasn't any arguing amongst the boys?
Maybe, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask Lindy that, but no, that's fine. It'll be interesting chatting. Reece has got a fair few questions for Nash lined up, so I hope Nash has got his thinking cap on when he arrives.
Enjoy the day. It's going to be a great spectacle. Look forward to seeing it. It's a great initiative, and I've been talking to Maddie. We really want to see this in Victoria happen.
Yep.
Can you imagine a pony race at Flemington? It'd be absolutely fabulous.
And maybe after the first, not before the first either, personally, when there's a few more people around. Or does it generate enough interest people will come to the track earlier? Look, I think it's great, Kieran. I hope the boys have a great day. I hope you have a great day, and Kathy as well. And hopefully there's a championship and you see you in Melbourne one day as a result.
I'd love to see him go for long enough, Kieran, where at some point in their history that there was a series of rorts in the pony races like this.
Yeah.
If racing goes on for long enough, something will happen.
Squizzy Taylor
something
here.
Will happen. And when there's three McAvoys riding in one race, I think if I was the chief steward, I know where I'd be looking.
Well,
so.
If Reece or Charlie win today and Jake gets run down, they'll all be in the steward's
room. What if Reece or Charlie get 12 months today?
I think there's bragging rights involved, so they're going out there on their own. They're on their own. There's no team tactics at all. They'll be doing their best. Don't worry.
Good on you, K-Mac. Enjoy the day.
Thanks, guys.